I'm joined here by Donegal minor coach Danny O'Donnell. Danny, a 2-16 to 2-15 victory over Monaghan in Convoy. That doesn't quite tell the story, really. 12 points down with 43 minutes gone. Looked like you were heading out of the Ulster Championship, but a pretty amazing comeback there.
Yeah, huge comeback, Ryan. And yeah, I suppose when you look at the scoreboard and you look at the bare facts, you think you're heading out of the Ulster Championship. But that we've been preaching for long enough, and that we believe in the boys and believe in what they're doing. And they proved, you know, in that last 10, 15 minutes, I thought they were just outstanding in terms of character, in terms of winning dirty ball. But not just that, just decision making, execution of scoring opportunities. And look, this is the journey these boys are on. And we've been saying all along with them that it's about developing players for the future of Donegal football. And I think that game there today will bring on a whole lot of lads. You know, in terms of the group, there's 33 in the panel. You know, you saw yourself, five lads come off the bench, had a huge impact. We had different lads last week come off the bench, give huge impact. And look, I just hope now that these boys just grow from today and look forward to the next stage and just keep developing and keep growing and keep getting better. And we'll keep pushing them, we'll keep coaching them, and we'll keep, like Carl will keep pushing them, you can be sure of that. And yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day for Donegal football, but it just gets us to a semi-final, and that's the next step for us.
Yeah, so you were 2-9 to 5 points down at half time. I'm sure you were disappointed with that, because you had a lot of the football in the first half, and I suppose a couple of cheap goals were costly.
Yeah, at one stage I think it was 1-8 to 3, and we were around 2-unhappy at that stage because the breeze was significant out there. But yeah, which at times we just weren't put, like, I think we had created a couple of half goal chances and we didn't put the ball dead and that broke on us. And when you're out of in the new game, if you're not organised defensively, you can get caught. So that was part of the problem. So, but overall we'd be very happy the way the game went, in terms of just coming back. And like, the scoreboard is one thing, you know, we don't get too caught up in the scoreboard as long as we're doing everything right on the pitch, and the scores will come, which they eventually did.
Yeah, so there was a couple of big moments in the second half. Their goalkeeper made a couple of good saves, but you find a way past Mark Anthony McGuinness with a penalty and another good goal, and that really brought you back into the mix.
Yeah, look, you need players to step up on days like today, and Mark stood up in that regard. But we also had big performances all the field. I thought our ability to turn the ball over in that last 10 minutes while Monaghan were on the attack was crucial, you know, really key. And like, Monaghan were a good team, as you could see, they were strong in the middle of the field and they were lively up top, and they didn't waste many chances. So we had to then, when we got the ball in the second half, we just had to make sure we got the right men in the right place and made good decisions and execute that, and we did overall. And just character, Ryan, at the end of the day, character and hunger and belief, you know. And that's, I mean, if we can develop that into them, really, whether you win Ulster's or not is really irrelevant in one sense, but just producing those type of players that'll grow from today and hopefully move into next week and do it again.
And a word for the match winner, Finn Gillespie. I think that was his first game of the season. He's been out injured. He won a penalty and then he came up trumps with a great score.
Yeah, Finn's a great lad, and Finn was meant to play against Monaghan here in the league way back, must be like 6 to 8 weeks ago now, and he pulled up with an injury pre-game in the warm-up. So that's his first minute back on the field today, and he has worked incredibly hard to get back to that level, to be out there to the Ulster Championship quarter-final. So yeah, Finn's a quality player, as are all our players, and delighted for him that he had a massive contribution when it was needed there today.